Moms aren't just the heart of the home. Today, they are the MVP of the global tax cycle. Early retail reports for Mother's Day tax spending 2026 indicate a record-breaking 12% year-on-year surge across the US and UK. For tax authorities, this isn't just a win for retailers, it's a critical proof of concept. For recent fiscal policies like the OBA and Stage 3 tax reliefs, suggesting that increased take-home pay is circulating exactly as economists hoped. The consumption spike, by the numbers, the 12% jump represents one of the largest single-day indirect tax windfalls in recent history. Governments are seeing a massive recirculation of funds through sales tax and VAT. Region primary tax type EST. Revenue increase, YoY, key fiscal driver United States state, local sales tax plus 11.8% OBA senior and standard deductions United Kingdom VAT, 20%, plus 12.2% high-end hospitality and jewelry Australia GST, 10%, plus 10.5% Stage 3, palliative, withholding European Union VAT, AVG 21%, plus 9.7% cross-border e-commerce. The litmus test for tax relief economists are using today's Mother's Day tax spending 2026 data to answer a vital question: is the tax relief staying in savings or hitting the streets? The OBBBA effect. In the U.S., the OBBBA senior deduction and updated standard thresholds have left households with more disposable cash. Today's spending suggests families are using that tax dividend for discretionary celebration. The Stage 3 buffer. In Australia and the U.K., withholding adjustments provided a vital cost of living buffer, allowing holiday spending to remain resilient despite high interest rates. Indirect tax windfall. For governments, the spike in VAT and sales tax helps offset the initial revenue loss from direct tax cuts. It is a classic case of fiscal recirculation. Analyst perspective. Experiences over stuff. While the 12% surge is a GDP win, the real story of Mother's Day tax spending 2026 is where the money is going. We are seeing a decisive shift toward experiences. Brunch bookings, spa vouchers, and travel packages, taxed at standard service rates, are outpacing physical gifts. For the tax man, this is the best-case scenario: high-velocity spending in high-tax service sectors.